around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go with hour two. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being here with us today. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, April 12th, 2025. Easter next weekend. I know Passover starting today. We got a lot going on. And we are about to check in with AAA to discuss a range of items, Mary.
We certainly are. And many of you listening likely have a AAA membership for your cars. They are certainly well known as the American Automobile Association, but they also have a large travel side to their business. They can assist in all aspects of travel planning, including planning vacations, booking your trips, helping you with specialized services like passport and visa assistance, among many other things. Debbie Haas, AAA's Vice President of Travel, joins us now via the show hotline.
Yes, she does. Debbie, thanks for spending some of your Saturday morning with us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you both.
Well, appreciate having you here with us. So, listen, Mary and I are headed to Florida a month from now with the show as our big Let's Go America Tour Orlando will happen the week of May 12th. We'll broadcast the show live from Hilton's Las Palmeras Resort on the 17th of May. I mentioned that for two reasons. One, our team is coordinating for Mary and me to visit with some of your colleagues at AAA's Orlando headquarters while we're there. And last hour, you may have heard it, we just had Robert Niles on the show from Theme Park Insider. We were talking about the opening of Universal's Epic Universe and the intense competition in the theme park sector of travel down there in Orlando. So with all the vacation packages and specials that you offer travelers, Mary just mentioned some of them, how important is the theme park sector of travel to your business?
Well, it's a favorite for not only families with children, but also couples, as well as multi-generational trips. We find grandma and grandpa loving to host the extended family. And so we find it's a very frequent request of our clients, and they work with our travel advisors to personalize their packages, because when you bundle things, we can get you extra discount and get you the experiences that you want.
I'm glad you mentioned that you have travel advisors. I'm not sure a lot of people know that. So, so theme parks. Yeah, so let's get a read on current travel trends you're seeing there at AAA for spring. There was some good news this week that inflation slowed more than expected in March. We continue to see Americans traveling even with higher prices. I know that AAA has some data on this specific to airlines, hotels, and rental cars. What are you seeing for spring?
Sure. Well, we are seeing, for example, with domestic tickets, they are up about 7% versus last year, although, as you point out, there has been some softening in prices just recently, so it's really good to keep an eye on what you want to do, because there may be some buying opportunities coming up. International cities only saw around 2% inflation from last year, with an average ticket price there being $1,400 versus about $800 domestic. Hotels have also gone up in price about 8% this year, so a typical experience there might average $660. But international hotels were actually down a bit, about 4% down to $740. And then if you think about rental cars, it's costing on average about the same as last year when you look at the entire time that a person is keeping their car. But we are seeing some costs coming down on a per-day basis recently. So, again, that may be a good opportunity. And then if you do want to travel internationally and rent a car, they are looking at prices about 5% cheaper. And, of course, having an international driving permit is important if you do rent a car overseas, and that's something AAA is very glad to help you with.
Yeah, that's certainly for certain
very
parts
important.
Of the country.
Yeah.
All right, so one area of travel that we did not talk about, we have not talked about yet, is the cruise sector. And they gathered this week, a lot of people in the cruise industry gathered this week in Florida for Sea Trade. We've been told by some industry connections that we have that attendance was down. But, you know, Mary and I have said consistently on this program for the past year at least, I know we've talked about it with Rudy as well, you know, that some of the best value in travel can be found in cruise. So in August, we will again have show fans traveling with us up in Alaska this time. We're going to do a cruise with one of our show partners again, Seabourn, for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. And for the first time ever, what drew my attention, I bring this up, AAA issued a cruise forecast this year. So, you know, we'd enjoy you sharing some of what you see unfolding.
Absolutely. Well, AAA members love to cruise, and therefore, we reached out to a broader audience, and we're seeing that 19 million Americans are planning to take an ocean cruise this year, which is up about 4.5%. And this will make 2025 the third straight year of record cruise passenger volume. And, you know, we're seeing that cruise growth is outpacing hotel demand over the last 2 years.
Yeah, that very. And something I'm looking at a chart here, and I will throw this out. You know, if we go back to 10 years ago, 2016, I realize about a little over 11 million people were cruising, right? And now you're projecting 19 million, 8 million more people cruising. Now that's a big issue. No question.
Unbelievable numbers.
Yeah, it really is.
So, you know, Debbie, in our part of the country, many schools are currently on spring break, but in just a few. In a few weeks, it's not going to be too long before Memorial Day is here. And I know you, AAA puts out their Memorial Day forecast and all of that for summer travel and road tripping. But, you know, any early thoughts on perhaps what summer travel might look like?
Well, summer travel is always a big boom time here in the United States, and we see that road tripping peaks then. And we are also increasingly seeing people cruise because one of the big things that has been happening is the cruise lines have been bringing out shorter itineraries of 2 to 5 days, and that has already grown to be 18% of total cruise itineraries, up from 2% only 2 years ago. And part of this is being fueled by private islands, which are being integrated into these short cruises. And so folks can have this fabulous onboard experience and then also get off onto a private island with just the folks they're traveling with.
Well, that's jumping in the summer.
Well, yeah, Debbie, listen, families. We very much appreciate you joining us today. Good information you shared, as always. Anytime we talk to you or some of your colleagues at AAA, you guys always bring it. So we thank you very much. We hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday, okay?
Thank you both.
Thank you, Debbie.
Take care. So I know, Rudy, you know, we've got you there still patched in. And one of the things I was going to say we didn't get into, but, you know, they're showing right now Miami, Port Canaveral, and Fort Lauderdale. They are the busiest cruise ports in the world. When you add it up right now, about almost 25%, it's like 24% of people that are cruising, Americans, they're leaving from Miami, Port Canaveral, or Fort Lauderdale. That's a huge number.
It is. Well, you know, you go down to Miami and you drive along the causeway between Miami and Miami Beach, and they're just all lined up there. These enormous, you know, there's the size of, well, you know, you've been cruising more than I have. I mean, there are huge ships. There are a lot of people going down there to get on those ships.
Yeah, they're absolutely. And, you know, and another thing, again, you know, the river cruise, another way, I mean, for Europe, I mean, that's
a great entryway, I think, into cruising for the first time is to try a river cruise.
Or if you know, some people don't want to go on the big ships. There are too many people. River cruising is very intimate, and you get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the people ask us all the time, what do we love about Seabourn? And, you know, you're getting anywhere from 200 to 400, a maximum of 600 people, but we get everything that the big cruise ships have. And,
there are that many people in a coffee shop on a big ship at any given day.
Exactly right. But that's a big jump, though, from 2016 to 2025, you know, 11 million to 19 million. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, there we are. There's our update. Next, well, we're going to talk about hotels, resorts, hospitality. That's all going to be on tap. Right now, we need to pause for some sponsor messages while Bobby plays those for us, which we appreciate. Always important to pay the bills around here on the show. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks, so stick with us. Don't touch that channel.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They'll also let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to HelixSleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, plus you'll get free shipping here in the U.S. HelixSleep.com/carry or visit RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their SimpliSafe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. SimpliSafe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplisafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplisafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
The hotel and resort sector of travel is what we're going to be discussing for this G-Block, everyone, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
In the coming weeks, we're going to be sharing how you can travel with us and Seabourn in 2026 and where we're all going to be going. But for those of you who want to travel with Robert and me this year aboard the Seabourn Quest in August, we'd love it if you'd come join us in Alaska for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise. This August trip is going to bring you a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of adventures. I think it's going to be a trip of a lifetime. Book before the end of this month and enhance your trip with suite upgrades and shipboard credits.
You could choose from either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Get all the information to book your travels on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click at the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. This way you'll secure your spot with us, and you can start packing.
All right, Robert said at the rejoin, we're going to delve into the hotel sector of travel this segment. That's exactly what we're about to do. Joining us on the show hotline is Rob Schneider, the managing editor of Hotel Investment Today. He's joining us this morning from his home not far from our network command center in Dallas.
Rob, good morning. I know we've tried to make this happen a few times now. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, great having you aboard with us today. So, you know, we've talked in this program about how many of the airlines have become so transactional that they really don't care if you actually fly on their planes these days anymore. Instead, they want you to use their credit cards and accrue mileage and loyalty points that way. Many of the big hotel companies, they're not much different as having their credit cards earned you, you know, elite loyalty status in some cases these days. But buying groceries or paying utility bills or Netflix or whatever it is can earn you hotel room points. So have you noticed, you know, how much this has taken hold with the hotel operators, Rob? I know it makes up a big part of the airline's bottom line these days, so I would say hotel companies are trying to duplicate this.
Yeah, I think I have noticed that, and especially for the Marriotts and the Hiltons and the Wyndhams and Choice and Hyatts of the world, this is a big part of their bottom line. They do make a good profit from the credit card loyalty programs, and their loyalty programs are what drive a lot of things they do, including whether that be adding brands and really trying to get as close to 100% of their travelers' dollars as they can. The last thing they want to do is try to send them to another brand. And I think that's why you see a lot of times them add or acquire brands as part of their companies. So that's a big push on that. Okay. And it's certainly one of the criticisms that you'll hear is that Marriott, for example, Bonvoy, they might eventually just be called Bonvoy because that is really what they're known for now. And that credit card and loyalty really drives that. And that's a big part of their push and a big part of what they're doing. And a big part of their, a big part of their profit as well.
You know, Rob, I think something that most people staying in hotels don't necessarily realize is that in most cases, the properties are not owned by Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, or IHG. Instead, real estate investment trusts or private companies own these facilities. And the brand on the outside of the building really just has sort of a management agreement and relationship with the location. And, you know, since the pandemic, a lot has changed. And here we are 5 years later, and we're still having these conversations. But I do think that brand standards, we travel a lot, we stay at a lot of different brands aren't what they once were. And I mention this because I think it's led to a little less brand loyalty from travelers. I'd love your thoughts on that.
Sure. Yeah, this is absolutely a trend, Mary. Something that the hotel company is called Asset Light, which is they used to own a lot of these properties. They still do own some properties. This is especially a big trend in the U.S. They still do own some of the signature properties or maybe properties that they feel like they can't get a good. There's a bunch of reasons for why they are, but they are increasingly divesting themselves from those assets and selling them to real estate trusts, selling them to owners, operators, and it is a big push. And that way, most of the money that these hotel companies get would be from the franchise or from the fees mm-hmm. that are associated with that. And the brand standards has been a big push really since COVID. COVID was obviously like an apocalyptic event for all of travel. And so a lot of hotel companies that needed to make renovations really weren't able to do it because their bottom lines were so affected when COVID happened. And in the subsequent years, they actually started doing really well in the post-COVID world for hotels especially. But in a lot of cases, there was a trend called extend and pretend where they would not upgrade the property because it was going to be too costly, and the hotel company would let them lag on that a little bit. That has increasingly come back to where the hotel companies are asking for them to make these improvements to their properties. And you've seen a lot of it, but the truth is it's a lot more expensive to renovate a property in 2025 than it was in 2019.
Well, that part's true.
Supplies are more expensive.
Exactly.
Labor. Yeah.
We agree on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, finish your thought.
So hotel owners are increasingly either having to use their own equity to make those renovations or sell the property, and those renovations are often tied into the property sale and into the funding that they get for that property sale. You'll see that a lot as well.
Hmm. I remember Mary the dinner we had with Alan when we were over in Portugal, actually, in Cascais. Actually, we were talking about this with him and so forth. But something I do want to talk to you about because I'm curious to hear your opinion. And really, it's the proliferation of hotel brands, Rob. I have said consistently for years on this show, we don't need 30 brands from Marriott, 30 brands from Hyatt, 20 from Hilton,
right.
20 from IHG. Wyndham's got 25 or so. Choice has got at least 20. And there are other operators out there, Accor and others. So I understand why we have all these brands, because you can't have three Hiltons in a city, but you can have a Hilton, a Waldorf Astoria, Canopy, and a Homewood Suites. And we were just talking about, as Mary brought up, since most of the hotel brands don't own the properties, that's a lot of money for shareholders and other investors for management fees. But I do think from a traveler standpoint, it can be very confusing. At times it's overwhelming, and you can't have true identities for all these brands. So how do you weigh on this?
It is definitely a real thing, and the proliferation of brands, especially from those big hotel companies, have expanded dramatically, even in the last couple of years. A lot of that, it goes back to what I was saying before, of them trying to get as close to 100% of those travel dollars as they can from visitors. But you're absolutely right that it's hard to keep track of, especially if you're just driving on an interstate looking at signage about what is this brand, who owns this. They will tell you that they are trying to keep as many of their customers happy. For example, Hyatt just announced a conversion brand primarily because Hyatt isn't in a lot of secondary and tertiary markets in the U.S. And so if you're a Hyatt loyalty member and want to stay at Hyatt, I think Mobile, Alabama was a place they mentioned that there really wasn't a property there for you to stay. And so you were going to have to go outside the family. So I think a lot of this brand proliferation is because they are trying to keep as many people in their properties.
Well, I agree with that.
At different price points.
Yeah, and we've seen Hilton do that with the small leading hotels of the world that are out there and so forth. They're not even owned properties, but you can stay
this
there.
This goes back to trying to gain the loyalty and keep people in the properties. Yeah. So last hour we had a guest on from Vacasa, and that conversation was more about buying vacation homes and where. But between them and Airbnb and other home sharing sites, they've taken a bite out of hotel pockets. We personally opt for hotels for a variety of reasons when we travel, but from a financial standpoint, do you see hotel companies making any moves to take on the home sharing operators?
You have seen some of that. I know Marriott introduced a brand. and it definitely has taken a bite out of hotels. It's also disrupted the hotels, and I think you could probably say in a positive way, whereas before your Airbnbs or your VRBOs were so prominent and easier to book as an option in a lot of markets, maybe hotels weren't doing a lot of things that they're doing now to try to keep those people inside their system. And that could be acquiring a brand, that could just be giving them different options. And so I think, you know, I think for the most part, disruptors can lead to positive effects for consumers, especially, and really for the brands as well.
And we are seeing more extended stays coming with some of these big brands to kind of get a kitchenette.
Well, Rob, listen, there's a lot that we could talk about with you. So we're going to make sure that we do this again, because the hotel and the resorts and just the hospitality sector, it's so substantial to travel, no question.
Sure.
And everyone has an opinion or thought, and there's a lot of activity going on in it. So we will definitely check in with you again. We very much appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time this morning. And we hope you have a nice rest of your weekend, okay?
Thanks a lot, Robert. Mary, I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
All right, well, there goes Rob. We thank him very much for his time today. And folks, if you want to check out some of his writings or just all information on the hotel sector of travel, you can do that at hotelinvestmenttoday.com. All right, well, when we return from this bottom of the hour break, what are some top air hacks for you to know about? Well, you're soon going to have answers for that question if you don't have any right now. Ladies Who Lit is also ahead, and you'll have to stay tuned to find out what that's about as well. Keep those radios locked in, folks.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's some sale for MyPillow. Because some big box stores didn't come through for the MyPillow folks this spring, they're passing that savings on to you with no middleman. You'll get the wholesale prices on their famous Giza Dreams and Percale bed sheets. That's 50% off. For example, the Percale king size is just $34.98 and the queen size is just $29.98. This won't last long. When they're gone, they're gone. Free shipping options are available too. Go to MyPillow.com/carry and use code carry, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Tuesday is tax day, and if you have unfiled tax returns or can't pay the IRS, or the IRS has you in collections, we're here to help. The situation will only get worse. Waiting to get caught makes you look like a tax evader, and that'll never end well. Wage garnishments, bank levies, even property seizures could happen. But the facts are, it won't be as bad as you think if you just deal with it now. And we say do it before tax day on Tuesday. Going up against the IRS alone is a mistake, which is why we urge you to call the experts at Tax Network USA. They know the system inside and out and have a preferred direct line to the IRS. This means they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid, and that can only benefit you. So whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, their genius strategies are designed to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. Their attorneys and negotiators have already resolved more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they'll step up to help you too. So talk with one of their strategists today. It's free. Stop looking over your shoulder or worrying when the other shoe will drop, and put this behind you for good. Call 800-958-1000, 800-958-1000, or go to TNUSA, that's Tax Network USA, TNUSA.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, TNUSA.com/carry.
Well, among frequent travelers, travel hacks is the term for smart ways to save money. Melanie Fish is the head of public relations for Expedia Group Brands, and Expedia, along with the Airlines Reporting Corporation, recently analyzed airline data from around the world and came up with some travel hacks about buying airline tickets you should know. Melanie, welcome to the show. There's long been advice like, buy your airline ticket on Monday, because that's when airlines adjust their fares to meet or beat the competition. But of course, airline fares today change by the minute, depending on how many seats are available on a flight. But you and your colleagues actually did come up with some interesting stats in that regard, didn't you?
Yeah, this is Expedia's most popular report of the year, because everybody wants to feel like they can hack the system and get the best value for their flights. And so every year we analyze every single flight from the previous year and figure out which rules of thumb are accurate and which ones are myths. And this year's report provided some real tips. Book on a Sunday. Fly on a Thursday in general. So if you book on a Sunday, you can on average save 17% over the most expensive day of the week to book, which is a Friday. Leave on a Thursday, you can save on average 17% versus traveling on a Sunday. But Rudy, I feel like I have to give this disclaimer that these are rules of thumb. These are not the truth all the time. And with technology nowadays, you don't have to remember these rules. Technology can really make sure you are getting the best value by booking the right flight at the right time. And if we have time, we can go over some of the specific tools available to help you do that.
Okay. You also say, or you also, your group also found that for domestic flights, you're generally going to get a better price booking at 3 months out, and for domestic flights, and on international flights, 18 days out. That was surprising to me. Usually it's like, international flights, five months out.
Yeah, it surprised me too. So the domestic rule that prices are lowest if you book 34 to 86 days prior to travel can save you up to 25%. That to me made perfect sense. Sure. I saw the data that said that booking an international flight should happen 18 to 29 days out. And I said, no way. That's madness. I am not waiting until 18 days out to book my international flight. And so I looked into it. And what I think is happening there is that it's a high risk, high reward strategy. On one hand, you can snag an awesome deal because flights are trying to fill those empty seats at the last minute. But it's a high risk because you can end up with longer layover, sold out flights, and that higher ticket price. I'm taking my first trip to Australia in a couple weeks, and I booked the airfare a couple of months ago. I just looked today to kind of test the theory, and those flights are, in fact, more expensive now. So that is the one thing that the data showed that I'm going to ignore. I'm not waiting till 18 days out to book my international flights. I just can't do it.
I hear you. I feel the same way. Well, you shattered a couple myths already, particularly the booking the domestic flight. Booking on Sunday and flying on Thursday. There are a couple other myths. We've got to tick through them very quickly, which is that summer, I've always said, summer is the most expensive time to travel, but you guys found August is the cheapest month.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, the data showed that flying internationally in August versus March can save you up to 7%. Also,
maybe it's because people get there and they're sitting there. They're not flying around much in August.
maybe. Okay. Then people assume that airfare is just getting more and more expensive every year. Airfare was actually down in 2024, and hopefully that trend continues. It always seems like, those fancy people flying with those premium tickets, they're way too expensive. Interestingly, the price gap between premium and economy has actually gone down since 2019.
That is great. We have such little time left. I do want to say that if you use Expedia, you can buy your airline tickets on Expedia. But they have tools that you can use so you can see multiple dates and see what day might have the cheapest fare for your flight. And they will also track the price for you and let you know if a fare goes up or down. And something I didn't know about, price drop protection, where they'll reimburse you if prices drop after you book, and then they'll rebook you automatically. You don't have to watch it. Melanie Fish is the head of PR for the Expedia Travel Group. Melanie, I wish we had more time, but it's been a great help. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
It's nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at mypillow.com/carry. Mike Lindell and his employees asked us to personally thank all of you in our audience who patronized them over the years for your continued support of his company. They alerted our syndication team at SSI that they've got a big allotment of their outstanding bed sheets that were earmarked for a number of big box stores this spring, and, well, they did it again to MyPillow and canceled those orders. And just as Mike and the team have done in the past, they're not getting mad. Instead, they're simply passing the savings on to you, because now there's no middleman. So you'll now receive wholesale prices on their famous Giza Dreams and Percale bed sheets. Listen to these prices. Giza Dream queen-size sheets, normally $139.98. Wholesale price, $70, basically, $69.99. King size is only $79.99. Percale queen size, normally $89.98. Your wholesale price is $29.98. King size only $34.98. That's a steal. So go to MyPillow.com/carry to order these new bed sheets for yourself and everyone you know, because these prices are amazing. And together we'll show the big box stores what a dumb decision they made. Mother's Day is in less than a month, and what a great gift these would make. Just use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at MyPillow.com/carry for all the show savings, or as always, find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, you've probably heard of round-the-world airplane trips, even around the world, or year-long cruises. But an around-the-world railroad tour covering four continents and 12 countries? It's a new one to me. But this September, you can take one. It's 59 days in length. And here to tell us about it is Andrew Channel. He's the Senior Vice President of Product and Operations with Rail Bookers. Andrew, welcome to the show. How does a railroad tour around the world work, you know, with oceans and all?
Yeah, they don't make too many train journeys that take place across the water, but we found a way to do exactly that. So yeah, around the world by rail, I have to say it really is something special. And of course, you know, we are connecting some of those continents by flights, of course, but the real journey takes place on the various rail networks that we've been able to incorporate into this amazing journey. When I say amazing, I mean not just the scenery and the places you go, whether it's in India or South Africa or trekking across Europe, but the beauty of rail travel as a mode of travel, especially for something of this length and conquering so many bucket list experiences for so many people, is the actual onboard journey, which on some of the rail networks that we've included are absolutely spectacular experiences in and of themselves, which is not something you can always say about flying around the world.
No. Well, I know you've got a couple Orient Expresses, two different ones. I think the Venice one, and what's the other one?
Yeah, connecting not only Venice, but of course Istanbul by train, right, which is something really, really special. And that one, as much as anything, harkens back to that whole silver age or golden age of rail travel, right? That early 20th century mind said that people have when I think they hear something like the Venice Simplon Orient Express.
And it looks like about a dozen or 12 or 13 different train systems around the world. I mean, as far afield as obviously the United States, and all the way down to South and all the way into South America, even Africa. And you're not living on all the trains all the time. I mean, there are events along the trip. I know, a safari in Africa, for example, right?
It's true. You know, sometimes I'll hear people refer to a trip like this, like a rail journey, like one of our popular rail journeys, even beyond around the world, is sort of like a land cruise. And in some ways, I think that analogy really, really holds up. You know, you're on board for a while, you stop, and you have these amazing excursions, right? Whether it's to journey out and take in major landmarks, you're visiting the Colosseum or exploring Scotland, or these amazing journeys that are part of it. But certainly South Africa, the safari experience, like who doesn't have that on their must-do list for travel? And yeah, you actually get to stop and have those excursions. But then in and amongst that, the travel, unlike a cruise, like you sometimes see these lengthy around the world type cruises, the one big highlight that I think really stands out is not only just amazing excursions off the train, which is absolutely true, but even the journey itself varies. Like a rail journey across, you know, Canada by luxury train, and what you see and do and experience there versus crossing South Africa on a very different type but equally luxurious rail experience means you get an absolute change of scenery, not just where you get off, but unlike a cruise, even the onboard journey varies so much throughout the trip in some really surprising and spectacular ways. So yeah, they're very much like a cruise with that type of getting off and exploring. But again, your scenery, even as you travel, changes on board, which is pretty special.
Well, if you go to railbookers.com, you can find this trip, and you'll see the trains, the Eastern and Oriental Express, the Glacier Express, the Rocky Mountaineer. We've got to say goodbye, but you do spend some nights in hotels, I gather?
You sure do. You know, in between those rail journeys, you're stepping off, spending a little time dwelling in some of the best destinations and cities in the world. So it's a mixture of luxury trains, local sightseeing, beautiful hotels, all hand-selected for our guests. You know, we make this sort of thing easy for a traveler wanting to do a journey just like this.
Andrew Channel with Rail Bookers, thank you so much for joining us. AndrewRailBookers.com for more details. We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at RMWorldTravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. I want to remind all of you that if you have a travel question or show comment, you can send them to us using the Contact Us tab on our show website at rmworldtravel.com. All right, before we get into today's J-Block, we're sponsored by Relief Factor.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and whether it's sitting too many hours at your computer, maybe you work a physical job, or maybe it's an injury or other things, there's a price to be paid for living sometimes. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, and it's called Relief Factor.
You're going to notice the difference as soon as you take this product, folks. Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, it doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. So you can't stop aging, right? But you can stop pain. We want you to go to ReliefFactor.com right now. You can try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.99. Turn back the clock, folks, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Ladies Who Lit offers retreats for women who enjoy reading and love to travel. And if you've ever been in a book group like I have and read a book that inspired you to travel, well, this entrepreneur has you covered. Let's welcome Megan Christopher via Google Meet from England.
All right, we will do that. Mary, greetings, Megan. Nice to see you here in our studio today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, very nice to have you with us today. So, you know, I know Mary was the one who came across your business, and when she shared it with me and I looked into it some more, what I appreciate about it is I vividly recall Mary's many book groups over the years and how our home has played host to several of them, and really I respect how popular they are. So I want you to share what inspired you, you know, to combine reading and travel.
They are my two great loves. I was traveling the world when I came up with the idea myself. I'm just looking for a bit of connection with people back home, but also a chance to kind of make new friends and meet new people in beautiful places. I think as a modern woman, I probably find it a bit harder at my age to make friends and, you know, find a shared interest on top of everything else. So this was kind of a combination of all of those things and a chance to do it in a very nice place whilst drinking wine.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's part of the
book club. There's no wine at book clubs. What are you talking about, Megan? I bought a proper cup of tea. So listen, looking over your offerings in 2025, I was taking a look this morning. I see you're holding retreats in France, Tuscany, Sicily, Spain, Morocco. Many are sold out. I believe you've also hosted in your home country, England. I mean, this is just fantastic. What's a typical retreat day like? Does it include activities? What kind of foods?
So it's not activity heavy. I think the idea is that we're creating time and space to read. So it's a slow start. We're mostly by the pool in the hot locations, hot tub in the cooler locations. The day is kind of our own. And then every evening we come together for a different activity and a way of socialization, whether that's a book club discussion or a murder mystery dinner party, or we start the retreat with a welcome dinner and a book swap. And then each location offers at least one excursion. So you do get to leave the property and go and experience the local area. But the idea is kind of creating that time and space to read your book.
Right. And really slow down a little bit.
Absolutely.
Who do you find is attending your retreats? You know, are women coming alone? Are they bringing friends, mothers and daughters, sisters? I feel like, you know, this would be good even for bridesmaids for a wedding.
Yeah, all of the above. So when they tell you how to create a business, you're supposed to find a niche. And mine doesn't fit that mold. Literally everybody comes. So sisters, best friends, mums and daughters, long lost friends. Most people come solo, I would say. And they're actually, I would say somewhere between the 20s to like 45s is the main chunk of people. But I've had guests as young as 19 and as old as 75. So if you're a female that likes to read it, it kind of ticks the box for you.
Well, it's such a wonderful business.
You know, as you look around areas of the world, which destinations right now seems to be in the most demand, you know, from what you currently offer? So I'll ask you that question first, and then I'm going to go somewhere else with it after you answer that.
Italy is the crowd favorite, definitely. That's the one that people always ask about. I think it's the place that you romanticize sitting in a Tuscan castle with your book and a glass of wine, don't you? So I feel like it fits that mold.
And everybody loves the food. I'm sorry, right? So, I mean, you're never going to have an argument with that. The wine and the food. I mean, that's just gorgeous.
Perfect.
But all right. So with any business, you want to keep it growing. You want to keep moving forward in that. You know, are there areas that you're not currently hosting retreats yet that, you know, you're working on adding, or you're like, yeah, that would be an area we need to investigate to maybe move some business that way?
Definitely. So I would say most of my clientele are in the US. So I would like to do some in the States just to make it a bit more accessible, because I do appreciate Europe's a big distance to fly to. And we've started to build quite a big community in the New Zealand, Australia area. So that's something I'm currently working on as well.
All right. Anywhere in the US you're targeting, or are you still looking?
I'm still looking, but I'm obviously intrigued by California. I feel like Napa Valley is like an easy win. And then quite a few people have pitched Utah to me. So I'm going to have a look around.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, two beautiful states. California is one of our favorite states.
Well,
that big,
Mary,
area.
You know what I need to do? I need to give the website for
Yeah, so people can sign up quickly.
We teased it earlier in the show and so forth. The website's very easy if you're interested and you want to go. And if you do, share it with your experiences with us. Ladieswholit.co.uk. And again, ladieswholit, L-I-T, for literature, .co.uk. Megan, very nice to connect with you today. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend there in sunny England, and hopefully you can send some of that back the New York way. All right, take care.
I'll do my best. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure. Thank you, Megan.
Bye.
All right, Mary, the screen just went dark. Megan is gone. I love the sun over there that we're
seeing.
Ladies
who lit.
Yes, absolutely right. Well, the reality is that time has come once again. Mary, and I hope all of you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Next week's show, by the way, it's going to be an encore presentation of our big Let's Go America tour from Grenada. And we're going to celebrate Easter with our family, so we'll be off next weekend. Until we're back with you live on Saturday, April 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks, most importantly, to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.